Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal noises, the tremble of cool, the feminine of this soon. Reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Bang bang? Yes. But still, weird sounds. I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, or an echoey thing. Does it echo? Can you hear an echo?
Echo.
There is an alternate site for the chat room, which is good. We'll go to that in a second.
Good evening, boys and girls and weirdos out there in the world everywhere. Tonight I am joined by Madame de Savoy.
How's it going, Liz?
I'm great, Zombie Zach. How are you?
Oh, I'm fucking amazing. but that's because technical issues dog my life everywhere, and that's not going to do anything. So that needs to be on. All right. So this is a whole new setup. That should be there. Weird. Okay. As I'm pressing many buttons. So Liz, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh my gosh, I know. I have such a love-hate relationship with technology as well. So, to introduce myself, my name is Madame de Savoie. I am a full-time tarot reader. I'm also a producer of the Something Strange Oddities Market and Sideshow with my partner, Mysterion the Mind Reader. And I'm also just a woman about town spreading as much magic and mysticism as I can. I think that's the best way to put it.
Woof.
Oh yeah,
that's always fun.
Well, it's funny. The instant you bring mysticism or anything remotely psychic or ESP related to the table, everyone automatically wants to know what you're, you know, what they're thinking. They think that you can tell the entire future, that you are so psychic that you can see through the time, basically. And I remind everybody that if I truly were that psychic, two things would happen. You wouldn't know about me, and I would be working for the government doing all sorts of nefarious deeds, because that's a lot of power.
No. Not working for the government. Working for yourself with a shit ton of money. Somewhere.
That too. I mean, if I had that level of psychic skill, things would be happening very differently.
Yes. Because I know that if I had psychic mind powers and the capacity of being able to do all that fun stuff that everybody seems to think, I don't like the echo chamber. Damn it.
Right?
It's never done this before.
Of course. Well, these things only ever happen when you go live. I've come to realize the gremlins in the machine, they sit on standby waiting until it's crucial.
No, it's when you go live with new things, right? New things.
Well, that too, yes.
So there is a controller here somewhere. Let me boost that because I'm not getting the gain I should be getting. No, I need more gain. More gain. Give me more gain. if I go farther than that, it's going to sound like yelling. There's got to be something wrong. Okay. So this is the first time I've attached this application to my recording process, so let's hit a button there. See what happens. Now I don't hear my echoing. How do you hear me?
You sound perfect on my end.
Okay, so now we're not on... Bi-channel, it's now unichannel. So that's okay. Well, that sounds better. Still not loud enough. Weird. Okay, next time, note to self, using new program, test the shit out of it beforehand. Yay!
I know. It's like using any social media platform. Everything is updated constantly, so you're relearning how to use technology every single day, and you spend half the time trying to figure out where Reels was.
Wait, who? Oh, yeah, Reels. Insta.
Yeah, well, apparently you have to use Reels now to post anything to kind of circumvent the algorithm and get a wider audience, and I don't know. It changes every day, and I just feel like a little bit of a crazy old lady trying to keep up with it.
So how much social media stuff are you doing?
Oh, good Lord. Leading up to Something Strange, I will do a daily vendor feature about each vendor that we have, because I think that kind of promotion is so key to getting pre-sales and getting people excited and pre-shopping. So doing that, it takes me about 20 to 30 minutes to put together that one post. And then because the algorithm and Meta and all the other platforms are just obtuse enough. I can't just copy and paste a link and it will show everything transparently. So I have to basically do the same work on every single post. Luckily, I'm the queen of copy and paste. But, you know, if there is an easier way to do it, I haven't found it yet. I'm not a social media expert by any means, but I've had to find ways to be efficient with it, but still effective.
Well, I'm going to give you one word of warning on the copy paste queen thing.
Yes.
The algorithm is designed that if you post quickly, post quickly, post quickly, post quickly, it recognizes you as a bot. I used to have this where I would post on Facebook fast, 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 and they would say, you can't do that. You can't do that. And it's like, what the hell? I know I type really? Fast. That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll spread it apart. Ugh, what a pain in the arse.
Like I said, you just got to make sure it's like, not post a second, not post a second, not post a second. If you copy and then paste to that one, paste to that one, paste to that one, paste one, I think there's going to be a number. It's probably around 10. You do that within a minute, 10 posts, it will flag you.
Huh. Well, how about that? I just learned something new.
Yeah,
here I am just trying to be efficient and get it out. Ugh, learning.
Yeah. Well, the other thing you can do is you can do scheduled timed releases.
Well, you know what? That's a smart idea.
Yeah. So I know some people do it that way. They basically they have a bunch of different things going on. And I know what's the problem. And I can't change it for this session. But for next one, we'll have a solution.
Awesome.
It's the web version as opposed to the app version. It's just the way that the program is looping the data in. It's contracting it. But life is learning.
It is. You know, and I think maybe because I'm Gen X, I've really learned to be very good at failing in real time and recovering and learning from it and just kind of sucking it up and kind of taking accountability. But I think, you know, it's so important just to admit that you don't know something or admit that there's a better way to do something and just fucking do it.
And I just found the button to select speakers and microphone choices. I'm just happy it was going with the default settings.
To everyone listening, thank you so much for your patience.
Yeah. And if you're interested, there is a live chat room. The backup chat room, it's normally a different one, but the backup right now is ewbradefute.wixsite.com/website/radio. And if you have any questions you want to throw at anybody, throw them in there. I'll see them. I'll answer. I'll do stuff. Or I'll ask my guest to answer.
Amazing. So,
in the meantime, what is the... Oh, crap. I had it on my face. I'm getting old. I forget things now. Damn it. This is why, you know, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but I use two mice to run my system.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I do both left and right-handed mousing at the same time. Up, down, left, right, round, and round.
That is some ambidextrous superpower right there.
Well, I read a long time ago about, what did I start doing this, about 10 years ago, that the more you exercise your left hand to do things you're not used to, the more it's giving your brain reasons to do things.
Yeah. Oh, anything to build a new neural pathway. Honestly, you have to keep doing that. You really do. So I like that challenge. I'm going to start doing them.
So, something strange, oddities, and curios market. What the heck is that? And when is it?
So the Something Strange Oddities Market and Freak Show event, it happens twice a year. It's happening July 20th at Revival in just a couple of weeks, actually. And it's going to be an all-day market from noon till 6. This has been going on for about 20 years now. I came on board back in 2018. And we're going to have 3 floors of vendors, and it's a family-friendly event, actually. So it's all ages. You know, if you have any littles that really like skulls or anything weird and creepy, this is the perfect time to buy them their very first fruit bat skull or, you know, creepy jewelry or anything like that. And what we really love about this all-day event is that we're going to pepper it with sideshow performances throughout the day. So if you've never seen a sword swallower, this is the day to come. We have a pain-proof princess. We even have a 6-foot man-eating chicken.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
I get a kick out of the man-eating chicken thing. That makes... Oh, there's where the echo.
Oh yeah.
From. Okay, yeah, the man-eating chicken basically, thing is hilarious sounding.
Oh, if you want to know what it is, you got to come out to see it. That's all I can tell you about it.
Now, I do want to highlight one very important thing. So, about skulls.
Mm-hmm.
So, just as a quick FYI for everybody in Canada, because you know us, we're in Canada. It is against the law to own body parts. So, anytime you find a human skull for sale, it's not real. It's a replica.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to find that at Something Strange. You will find we're gonna have a lot of goat skulls, wolf skulls.
Is that from the skull store?
No, it's going to be from, actually, we have about 7 or 8 different vendors who are selling bones.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Everything from The Hidden Path to Jamie McDougall. We have a new bone collector vendor this year. I can't remember their name, but we also have Dead Things Boutique. We have Clockwork Beetle. If you go onto our Facebook event page for this, you will see a list of 40 different vendors. So it's pretty exciting. I'm really stoked. My poor wallet is already crying. I do a lot of pre-shopping for these events.
Oh no, not the pre-shopping stuff. Heaven.
Oh yeah.
But I do like the Dead Things store. That makes me laugh because there was a show I used to watch, which I will watch again soon, called Lex. And one of the things in the last season is talking about, what are you eating? Dead thing pie? Oh. It's like, what? It's a stew. But dead thing pie? Just always cracks me up.
Well, I mean, technically, if there is meat in there, it is a dead thing, you know, meal.
Yippers.
That's very true. That's very true.
And we have the Spider and Fly store.
Oh, we love Spider and Fly. I'm so glad that Krista can come back because of scheduling for the past few shows. She hasn't been able to join us. I'm so thrilled that she is this time. We have so many things in our house from them.
Sinister Cupcakes. Yeah. I love that name.
They're so fun. Oh my gosh. I was talking with them at the Toronto Dark Arts Market last Saturday, and we're just so excited to have them for the first time. They're such an awesome team.
I've never seen the Clockwork Beetle before.
Oh, you'll love their work. I've learned with Clockwork Beetle, if you see something at the top of the day, pay for it, buy it immediately. Do not wait. They will sell out. They will.
They look like some freaky shit, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
I like.
We love freaky shit. Absolutely.
BVR Creations, I see a Cthulhu, which I might be interested in.
Oh, yeah. Brian Russell is incredible. He will make any role-playing game that you are involved in so much more exciting. His figurines, sculptures, creations, if you want to call, you know, I can't even describe them. They're incredible. And he always sells out as well. So if you see something at his booth that you really love, buy it immediately or else you're going to be rolling dice in tears.
Yeah, I'm just scanning through all of the different vendors you've got here. They're all pretty weird and neat.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting a giggle out of some of them. And Krista, I've known Krista for a long time as well. She's been at Fan Expo when we used to actually have a horror section at Fan Expo.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So it's like, oh, let's look at all this all weird stuff. So what are the hours? When is it open? Where is it located?
So the Something Strange Oddities Market is located at Revival at 783 College Street. It's happening on July 20th. Doors open at noon and it goes till 6 p.m. And it's all ages. We even have family passes. Tickets are only available on Eventbrite. We've been having a few issues with spammers trying to hop onto our event page to, try and scam people out of their money. No, you can only get tickets from Eventbrite and that is it.
Bad scammers.
Oh, yeah. They are the scourge of the universe. They're right up there with bike thieves. They are just awful, awful, awful.
Bike thieves.
Okay. Yes, there's a special place in
Alberta. I have worse come to say than that. But that's okay. We'll go with bike thieves. People who leave little presents in your shoes. That's terrible.
Yes, that is also terrible. Yes, we don't want presents in our shoes unless it's, you know, a big wad of cash to go shopping at our market.
Yes, indeed. So, oh, crap. I had a thought and it went away. What's the admission to get in?
The admission's really decent. It is $15, and that gets you performances all day. You can come in and out as you please as well. And it's just, it's really, really uniquely Canadian. You know, our performers this time around are all from Canada. We have One Arm Bob performing. We have the Painproof Princess. And it goes on from there. We have a cartomancy expert who's going to be reading divination.
I was just going to say, can you clarify what that is?
Yes, cartomancy is the art of reading a deck of cards like you would a tarot deck. So it's a form of divination. And it's really, really interesting and fascinating the way it works. If you don't know much about divination, it can be confusing. But if you are willing to be guided along the process of the reading, it's very interesting and very exciting. It deals with a lot of numerology. And it definitely is a sister divination to tarot reading.
So if you like spreadsheets, you should check that out.
I think if you like spreadsheets, you probably won't like something strange anyway.
Oh, come on. I love spreadsheets. I'm a data
geek. Really?
I play with Excel all the time. Like,
really?
I have massive spreadsheets I work with.
Okay, well, you know, that's good to know. Should I have to deal with spreadsheets in the future? I know who I'm going to come to. Because I look at it and I go, I'm so angry right now. Get this away from me.
Okay. This is
dry and boring. Boo.
Boo. No,
yeah, but,
no boo. It's
yeah,
good.
No. Actually, I do love the challenge of scheduling. We also have the Something Strange Hamilton event happening on July 12th, just before the 20th. Yeah, we're going to be doing a small capsule Something Strange Freak Show at Ooey Gooey in Hamilton on the 12th of July. We'll be having mainly Hamilton and Niagara area performers, and we have a few vendors from the Hamilton region as well. So if you are closer to there and you can't make it out to Something Strange on the 20th in Toronto, come check us out at Ooey Gooey.
Ooey Gooey. I love the name.
Yeah.
It's actually cool.
It is the coolest bar. Their food menu, they have something called shitty nachos. Which is
okay.
Just cheese on nachos. It's great. Like, it's just so cheap and cheerful, and it's really cool in there. The upstairs where we're going to be doing the show is so funky. They have some arcade games, and it's also haunted, so that's also a plus.
What kind of haunted? Yeah. By the way, I found out a new thing. So, yeah, keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
found a new thing about the microphone.
It's not bad haunted, but it is haunted. So if you are a fairly sensitive person, you'll feel it as soon as you walk through the doors. But there's nothing malevolent there. It's just, you know, it's a very old building and there's a lot of old energy there.
Oh, so it's like, hey, hi, don't worry about me kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, you know, think you might get poked in the arm at some point, or you might feel something breathing in your neck. Like, no big deal. It's fine. It's whatever.
Oh, that. Yes, that.
Or is that abnormal? That's my everyday, so I'm very used to that.
Well, yeah,
so.
I know with the guy who you enjoy company and time with, and some of his weird stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, our house is a total portal. I'm not even going to lie about that. We had Shotzi Blackheart and Scarlett Bordeaux from the WWE come do a paranormal investigation in our house. I think at the end of February, beginning of March. And we had all kinds of activity going on. Oh, my head's hurting even just talking about it. You know, we couldn't have asked for a more paranormal afternoon. I mean, things were flying. The chair that one person was sitting on broke. The EMS readers were going off. There were orbs, apparitions in the kitchen. We even told the camera guy in advance, like, all of your batteries are going to drop out, just so you're aware. Your camera's going to overheat. Your tech is going to go bonkers, guaranteed. And it just that happened. You know, all
Excellent.
Of his batteries started to go out. The sound went crazy. The camera got really, really hot. And it's like a $100,000 camera. You know, that should not happen. And,
well,
you know, we were just kind of, we were laughing. We're just like, okay, like, settle down, ghost. Like, you know, you'll be on YouTube. Don't you worry. Everybody gets a front row seat.
Well, everybody needs to be in the right frame of mind.
Right? I mean, that could be why the tech is also going wonky here, because it just the paranormal, all of the apparitions and entities out there, they get so bloody excited about being seen or heard. It's the funniest thing. Everybody wants their 15 minutes.
I want 35. Damn it.
Right? I'll take 666.
Well, okay. I like that number. It's a number I use frequently, and then it's like people look at me strange and it's like, what? Yeah, you're too normal to deal with. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. For those who know.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. We're not gonna get
My
into that, because that's numbers. Oh, wait, I like
cat
numbers.
Wicket literally just my cat Wicket just walked out to me, sat down, and gave me this look like, seriously, that joke again?
If it works, it works, right? You keep going with what works.
Exactly. I am a huge fan of dad jokes, especially, if they're
Oh,
very pun
goodness.
related. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no, I like bad dad jokes, like the ones that are inappropriate and people shouldn't share. So I always make sure that the people I'm sharing them with are okay with them because I don't want to offend anybody. But there
Yeah.
are sometimes some fun jokes.
You know what? You got to read the room, but again, I'm Gen X. I am very capable of appreciating gallows humor and inappropriate humor.
Okay, why did little Timmy drop his ice cream?
Why?
Because he got hit with a bus.
Well played. That's
See,
good.
that one is safe because that one's
Yeah.
just violently inappropriate and whatever. It's not actually whatever. It's not taking a race or it's not taking a gender. It's not doing any of those things.
No.
But I love those jokes. They make me laugh.
Yeah, oh, it's like the classic, I want to die peacefully in my sleep, just like Grandpa when he was driving
Yeah.
the
These are
You
all the
know?
things that make laughter joy and darkness a part of everything that's a little ticks and talks in the rest of the world and other things that I could probably go on about, but I'm not going to.
Exactly. You need that. You need it keeps you sane and it keeps you from doing too much evil.
Wait,
Because
what?
you can still recognize that it's a little bit wrong.
We're not supposed to do evil? What the hell? Who told me? Nobody told me that.
I didn't say
Damn it.
don't do 100% evil. I just said, just kind of find a balance,
You
Choose
know
your
what?
evil wisely.
You know what evil is an anagram for, right?
No.
Live.
Huh. Interesting.
Rearrange the letters, spells the word live.
Interesting.
Or vile.
Oh, or
So,
vile.
they all work.
And God can be dog.
Yes, well, God is a dog, and et cetera, et
Right?
cetera, et cetera, right?
And cat can be cat.
Or
Sorry, that was
ATC.
stupid. Or ATC, exactly.
Yep. No, I'm
Actually,
sorry. So I shared a fun fact with somebody, and he was like, and he's a lawyer, and he'd never heard this before. And it's like, oh, good. I'm glad I brightened your day with a fun fact that you probably never would have thought of. I like words. Words make me happy in many, 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 many different ways. The word facetious, and some of my regular followers will know how I feel about this word. I love this word. So I love using the word because it's an enjoyable word. But the fun fact about it is, it's the only word in the English language that has every single vowel in the English alphabet in the order that it shows up in the English alphabet. So A E I O U. That's how you spell the word
oh my gosh.
facetiously, and it's in there. And if you use the facetiously, then you also have the Y tacking onto it as well, which Y is like a sort of vowel, but not quite a vowel, but it is and whatever. But yeah,
Oh my
only word in the
gosh,
English language that does that.
that's amazing. Oh, the nerd in me right now is loving that.
That's why I
Oh, I'm gonna
share.
keep that in my back pocket. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm whipping that out of parties. Are you kidding?
Yes. Well, my
Oh
English teacher,
yes.
when I was a kid, had this fascination for the sounds of words, so he kept imprinting it on everybody in the class. And I think I'm probably the only one that actually it truly took with. But I've always had a fascination for the sounds of words. So things like obsequious and ostentatious, these are words that I love just because your mouth has to grip around them to be able to get them out of your head.
Nice. So would you say that your perspicacity knows no satiety?
Yes. Because I do use
Affirmative.
the word perspicacious all the time, and people give me an eye. It's like,
Ooh.
what does that mean? Well, if you have to ask, you don't
Yeah.
want to know.
Exactly. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yep. I can safely say I have been exposed to every single word in the English language. Do I always remember them? No. Because I frequently, as I'm getting older, I start forgetting words. But
yep.
I do this thing where I sometimes start typing and I'm starting out a thread and a thought, and then I kind of fall asleep, but I'm still typing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those weird things I noticed a little while ago, and it's like, okay, I'll just go with that. Whatever. I'm not going to stop it.
Yep. Do you ever find that your phone will remember typing mistakes and all of a sudden will predictively insert those words?
Well, that's the way the thing is designed. The algorithm is designed to work that way.
So I hate it.
You spell it, like, I don't know, they have a ridiculous number. Say you spell it 10 times the exact same wrong in an order. So if you spell it wrong and then spell it right the next time, it forgets it. Mm-hmm. But if you spell it 10 times wrong in a row, it will remember that spelling and say, offer that as a suggested option if you spell it right or a different way wrong.
That is so weird.
The whole thing behind AI, predictive things and whatever, is like, it's getting kind of, you don't really have to think about anything anymore. It's like, what the hell? Where'd the world go?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that. I really, you know, I don't like this whole suggested paragraph. You know, even on Facebook, it's like, here's some tips for you. I'm like, I don't want your fucking tips. I'm busy typing. Get that out of my face. If I needed help, I would ask. Like, go away, paperclip guy. I don't need you.
Oh, Clippy's not around anymore.
I know. But you know what? Clippy is now the new tips on Facebook. It drives me crazy. I'm like, I don't need it. I don't need ChatGPT. I don't need any of this bullshit. I can think of my own verbiage.
I'm drawing a silent blank on that because I don't get that. It doesn't come up on mine.
Well, I'm really jealous because it comes up on mine constantly and I don't know how to disable it.
Type really fast.
I do. And I type really bad. I'm kidding.
Yes. Well, there's probably a setting somewhere. I mean, I would say just get a Mac, but then that's also showing some of my biases as well.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I have no problem typing on a keyboard. It's my phone that's problematic because the S22 from Samsung, while it's great to do photographs and everything else, their keyboard, even when I've gone to Google to install a new keyboard, is laid out so strangely that I hit the wrong letters constantly. So, okay. It's like the dumbest thing. I'll write the same sentence over 12 times just trying to get the right wording. So it's okay. Like they put the exclamation mark beside the question mark. So we're like, amazing question mark. Like, no, amazing exclamation mark.
You do know that that is a form of punctuation, exclamation mark, question mark, right? It's called an interrobang.
It is, but you know, it'll do like the question mark and I won't notice, but like amazing. And like, I'm not, it's stupid.
So it's not a deliberate interrobang. It's an accidental interrobang.
Yeah. Oh, all of my writing is an accidental bang. It's ridiculous. I have to edit it constantly. It drives me nuts. And I refuse to do talk to text. I am still so old school. I will type it out myself. Damn it.
Well, I have to do a thing for type to text. So I have to, the other way around. Talk to type. So I've got something I need to translate. So I'm going to dig up a program that does that later, but I have a thing. So I'm going to have to do that thing.
Okay. Not that, well, I mean, the other thing. If you have to do the thing, you have to do the thing. It's okay.
Yeah, don't mind me. I'm just talking to the squirrels.
Okay. Just do the thing.
They're doing the thing. It's like, okay, they're okay. They're over there. They're doing their thing.
Speaking of animals, you're talking about squirrels. I'm actually looking at a flyer with a rabbit on it right now.
A weird rabbit or a standard white rabbit or bunny?
A taxidermied rabbit. Actually, there is a new art and oddities parlor that's opened up in Pickering called ALC. I don't know if you've heard of them yet, but nope. they're doing a soft opening right now. Their grand opening will be in the fall. And starting in July, I'll be doing 2 days there and 2 days in August reading tarot at their new location.
Well, that's an excellent point leading me to what I was going to segue into right then. It's like, Madame de Savoy, you do some tarot stuff.
Yes. Oh, I love tarot reading. It's funny. I was gifted my first deck when I was 17. By my mother, actually. I came out of the closet at the kitchen table. And I said, I know some things, I see some things, I feel a lot of things, and I am aware of things before they happen, and I know I'm not crazy, but I think you need to know this. And I remember my mother just kind of taking a deep breath and looking at me and going, "You're not crazy. In fact, I've been waiting for you to have this conversation with me because I experienced those too. You are definitely not going nuts." And my sister-in-law, she was dating my brother at the time. She was just watching this all unfold, and it started giving me different examples. She's like, "Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to do that thing, which is why I was grounding you preemptively." I was like, "Fuck." I couldn't get away with anything with my mother because she just always knew. And I knew things as well. And it was just, we started talking about the same little girl that was sitting on the steps at the landing because we lived in the town doctor's office in a century home. And of course, living in the doctor's home, logically, many lives came into the world there and many lives left this world there. So it was also a portal. And I remember as a little girl, my mother would tell me, "Oh, those sounds, that's just the house settling." What the fuck? A house does not settle, okay?
Yes, it
If a house is,
does.
if it is settling like that, you need to bring in an engineer because that's dangerous.
Okay,
Houses do.
that's a given.
Yeah, the level of noises that I was hearing and things I was seeing was not the house settling. But you can't also tell a 6-year-old child, "Oh, that's just the ghost of the old man that hasn't left this plane yet." They're not going to understand. Anyway, I digress. So after we had this meeting of minds, she gave me her tarot deck that she had. It turns out my father had found it at the King Edward Hotel back in the 60s and gave it to her, and she used it, but it just it she became a parent and didn't have time for it. So she passed it along to me with a book, and I started learning about the Rider-Waite tarot. And I just went from there, but it never actually occurred to me to do anything with it. I was still in a place where I felt a lot of shame and a lot of sheepishness about what I could do, because people are not terribly kind to people who have any kind of psychic ability. You're,
No.
you know, at the end of
No.
the day, oh my God, the amount of bullshit that I've received in my life and times that I've been told that I'm either a fraud or, a heretic or flaky or JoJo Savard or Miss Cleo or just any kind of really bizarre things, I kind of washed my hands of it for a while, and I went, "Well, that's not me. I'm not trying to dupe people out of their money, and I'm not trying to claim that I can see into the future that accurately." Like it's it I really had to kind of come to terms with it and own it. So for a long time, I really kind of shut it down and just did tarot for myself, and just kind of kept it in the closet again a little bit. But this past Christmas, I was helping Mysterion with a lot of his gigs, and I forget exactly how the conversation came about. I'd had a dream about doing a certain magic effect, and he turned to me and he said, "Why aren't you reading tarot full time? You do this so naturally. You're naturally intuitive. It brings you so much joy and fulfillment. You could make a career of this if you really wanted to." And it was that lightning bolt moment, where you just the lights of heaven shine down and you hear the angels, "Oh." And I thought, "Why am I not doing that?" And it's the most natural, joyful thing. And since I kind of owned it, it's really growing at a wonderful rate, and it's so rewarding.
Cool. I was going to say, oh, and I know that there's a bunch of different kinds of tarot, and then you actually went and proceeded to talk about one of them.
There are a lot of different kinds of tarot. The most I would say the most famous or common one is the Rider-Waite deck that everybody knows. Even in the photo that you posted on your thumbnail today, the heart with the three swords, it's a very iconic card. Everybody knows it to see it. But there are so many different kinds of tarot cards, and really and truly, they should be gifted to you. You shouldn't be buying them yourself. There's an organic universal law to it that if it's handed to you, there's more power in it. But
Yeah, it's the transference of energy, the transference of things rather than a commodity that you buy in a store or whatever.
Exactly. And I mean, there's a lot of different cards. I mean, I was just gifted on my birthday this beautiful Marseille deck. It's a recreation of one from the 1600s, and a lot of it is just numbers. So there's a lot of cartomancy going on there, and it's such a different read. It's a different experience, not necessarily for the person I'm reading for, but for me as the reader, it is, it's a little more elevated. It's a little more, it requires a little more channeling, which is, again, may not necessarily mean anything to someone who doesn't work in that realm, but you really do kind of have to put yourself on a different mental plane when you're reading. And you do have to protect yourself, because you do open up your third eye and yourself to a lot of information. And I don't think people really necessarily, most people don't appreciate that. It can be really exhausting, and it can also be a little bit on the nose. You know, there have been times where I have started a reading and I've had to clap my hand over my mouth because I'm learning and seeing way too much that I shouldn't know. I can give you this example because you don't know the person I read for, but the first card I saw was a Ten of Swords, and I immediately just started talking about the betrayals that this person's going through. And without even, I didn't even really realize what I was doing. I was just freely talking, and I was like, that affair was so cruel, and you know, you're not, you know, and you're dealing with all these health issues, and you know, the bank is calling you. And I just look at her, and her face is white, and she's looking at me. And I stopped, and she's like, how do you know this? And I'm like, and I stopped myself. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't continue. She's like, no, I need to tell you. I just found out my husband of 26 years has been cheating on me. I just got over cancer, and I just filed for bankruptcy. And her best friend is just like, what the hell is going on? And I was just like, holy shit, I'm so sorry. She's like, it's not your fault. Like, it's okay. And it was like, I'm sorry that I read that and I said something. You know, that's too private. She's like, it's okay. I sat down for a reading. I get what I get.
Yeah, and it's kind of the thing. I mean, if a lot of people deal with those kinds of stresses differently. And sometimes it requires an outside force to say, see it, know it, understand it, live it, own it, possess it, move on, get to the next stage.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes people sit down for a reading and they are not prepared. You know, I had this one moment where I saw someone's card, their cards, and I started talking about the shadow work that they need to be doing from their childhood trauma. And again, it was just coming out of my mouth. I didn't stop. And I looked at him, and it was like the walls of a bank vault, vroom, bam, came down, and he was like, and we're done. And I was like, I am so sorry.
Like I said, you know, everybody deals differently.
It's a learning curve. I mean, it's something where I like to have a little bit of a conversation to get to know my reader first, just to kind of see what their openness is. Because, I mean, we all look in the mirror every day, but sometimes even when you sit down to look in the mirror with through cards, you're not necessarily ready for the reflection. You know, so it's as the reader, it's my responsibility to really kind of gauge how far I go.
Yep, that's absolutely, you know? 100% part of that game.
Yeah, it's something that people don't talk about enough. You have to, you got to be respectful, and you have to be careful, because some people are not ready for the information. And some people will take the information for gospel, where it's really, it's a possible outcome. Nothing is written in stone. You know, the whole idea of tarot is to get to know yourself and your stance on a situation and what you want to do to react to it better.
Yeah.
Because, because nothing is black and white. Nothing is linear. You know, I talk about this all the time, but when I, you know, when someone leaves me for the night or the day after a reading, I tell them, you're going to go either left or right when you leave this door. You know, and based on even that micro direction is going to create a butterfly effect of a different outcome. So what we've read here today, it's not 100% set in stone, but it should help guide you into what your decision-making process will be with this particular situation.
Now, I can take all that and translate it to a different view and way of looking at things. Quantum mechanics posits the possibility of multiple different viewpoints, and the fact that you can have what's called quantum entanglement, you can have all this other quantum stuff that's all part of the artsy-fartsy high-end science or whatever, but ultimately speaking, everything that's involved in that entire process is a element, and the elements can be changed by the different interaction of things. One of the biggest things I ever heard of was that during an experiment in quantum science, the actual outcome of the experiment is affected by the ability to observe it. So just seeing it is changing the result, not actually pushing it or doing something else, but it does. And then Schrodinger's cat, which is an analogy I always love, the idea behind it, the theory is the cat's either alive or dead, and it's in both states until you open the box to find out what it is.
And that I love that.
Every single moment that you're dealing with, you're unpacking an element of time, future, move, energy, stasis, whatever you want to call it. Each moment is essentially a Schrodinger's cat, because it could be yes or it could be no, left or right, how we just mentioned it as well. And that is the choice that's decided when you open that box.
Absolutely. I love that you brought that up. I reference Schrodinger's cat constantly.
You know me,
but it's true. It's the sort of thing where it's a revelation when you understand the concept, and it's a little bit mind-blowing when you think about it that way, but it's true, you know. And I think one of the benefits of tarot is that it helps you grasp the enormity of your existence just a little bit better. And gives you just a little bit of a sense of, not necessarily control, but understanding of what could be.
Informed choices.
Informed choices, exactly. You know, and I've had some really beautiful readings where, you know, it's ended in happy tears because there was a validation that they wanted from someone who didn't know them. You know, a reassurance. And, you know, those are the things that really make it so important and so special to participate in, you know, because I'm really the conduit. I am not deciding anything. I mean, I will have you shuffle your cards and you will deal them. I don't touch the deck because I don't want to influence it. And that makes it so much more powerful because I'm then reading and channeling what you have shown me.
Yes.
Which is so powerful.
Well, I was going to say one other kind of deck as well. It's, I know I've seen it. I've had it in my hands at one point in time. The Egyptian deck.
Oh, the Thoth deck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's one at BMV on Yonge Street. One of the original ones for $1,000. And it's gorgeous. My God.
Well, I used to study Egyptology a lot. So it came up at one point in time. Oh, this is cool and interesting. And I looked into it. It's like, oh. Okay, so this is that, and then it's like, interesting. And then I just moved on away because gods and goddesses and things was always a thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it is a beautiful deck, you know, and it takes a tremendous amount of study for that one as well, because Egyptian gods and goddesses are very, very different.
Yes, they are.
You know, but it like anything else, it's worth the homework. It's worth the study. And I think I also really love that about tarot, because I'm always researching a little bit more, you know, why is the sunflower in the Queen of Wands? Well, it's because it's an earth sign and it's about growth, and Leo is represented. And, you know, I like to learn at least one more thing about a certain card I'm reading, and it adds so much more to what's going on. So the idea of learning a whole new deck is very exciting. You know, it's a different paintbrush.
Now, how do you feel about the way it's portrayed in pop culture? Because it's obviously gotten a couple of different shades, both positive and negative, in different sides of the equation. All things are what they are to me, as far as I'm concerned. I enjoy tons of stuff, and I enjoy lots of stuff that people don't like. And that's kind of what I say is, like, not everything is for everyone. But pop culture is very harsh and very positive about stuff in different ways.
Yes. My experience with pop culture, recently I've had a few roadblocks trying to get into a few different venues reading tarot because the owners are convinced that it's too serious and too dark and too scary. Because again, the unknown is very scary to people. What brings me joy is when someone will be very wary of tarot because they saw it in a horror movie and they're convinced I'm going to, you know, guess their death. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to predict your death. Although I would recommend that 9 out of 10 people shouldn't go do, stand-up comedy because then you will die on stage. But, you know, what makes me very happy is when a girlfriend will sit down, she'll want a reading, and then her boyfriend will all of a sudden realize this isn't so awful. In fact, I think I would like to have a reading as well. And to see them open up and see them realize that there is a gift in this experience is very validating to what I do. And it really puts that pop culture negative spin on its ear. You know, I know it's very rare that you will see tarot in the media portrayed as being accessible or, you know, helpful.
It comes up once in a while, but not very often.
Not very often. Usually it's
the evil,
you know,
witch, traveling tribe of Romani, etc. The whole nine yards. Yeah.
There was an excellent horror film. I just watched it again with Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, and a few other actors. And I can't remember the name of it, but they're all stuck on a train. And Peter Cushing is the tarot reader. And every single reading he gives to each person ends in a death card. And the first time I saw it, I was roaring. I was like, ooh, the death card. However, in this situation, in this horror movie, the death card was literal and they all died on the train.
Dr. Terror's House of Horrors, 1965.
Thank you. Thank you. It is such an excellent, excellent film. But it is the perfect description of how tarot is generally viewed, you know? I try to really come to the table with the understanding that people are going to look at it. They're going to look at me. You know, I have green hair. I'm a little bit strange looking.
What?
I know. Yeah,
that's right.
I know.
I've seen your picture.
Yeah, you see my picture. But at the same time, I smile. I extend my hand. I kind of try to reassure everybody that, you know, I'm not here to grift you of your money and predict your death. You know, I'm here to really give you an thought-provoking experience.
Yeah, I think that's probably the largest negative trope regarding tarot is the whole grift your money type thing. It's like, okay. And this is an observation I have as well for the difference between generations that are occurring. I'm old. I'm significantly older than a lot of the people I work around and talk around and do stuff. The generational changes are, my generation was about having stuff. You own stuff. You own a house. You own a car. You own stuff. You cool stuff, whatever. The younger generation now in the 20s and everything else, I'm not going to name generations. They're more about the experience. So it's like they'd rather spend $1,000 and have an experience. It's like something that they can remember for most of their life rather than having a first car that's going to fall and break down in 2 years.
Exactly. No, and I think that's actually going to really save us in the long run.
That,
you
know,
I'm
but
hopeful
for a different reason.
Know. Yeah. For what reason do you think?
I have a negative perception on most of humanity right now because of things going on in the world.
Okay. That's fair.
I believe in the possibility that it could change, but I also believe in the possibility that it won't, simply because people become entrenched in what they're doing and they don't want to change. They're comfortable with the devil they know as opposed to the devil that could save them. My saying that I share quite a bit in my writing is be brightness. The idea being your life may be shit, but shine anyways because you might be helping somebody else be brighter than you afterwards.
I love that. Be brightness. That is, you know, that is so beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to carry that in my pocket. I'm going to carry that in my pocket. It's true. Be brightness.
Well, you can read the poem that I wrote. That's the title of several poems that I write every once in a while and I post online.
Well, I would like you to share that with me, please. That sounds really, that's very beautiful. That actually really speaks to me on a very powerful level.
Excellent.
You know,
that is my whole goal. Absolutely. With that shit.
Yeah, same here. You know, be brightness. Absolutely. We live in a dark, shitty world. It doesn't have to be like that all the time. And I also believe in the ripple effect. You know, you can affect so much change in so many subtle ways. That wave starts as a ripple.
Butterscotch ripple? Yes, I believe in that too.
That's right. That's right.
I picked up these ice cream bars from the grocery store the other day, and they have butterscotch ripple in it. It's like, okay, yes, please, I'm buying those.
You know what? You got to make yourself happy. I have a friend right now who's in stage 4, and she's reminding me constantly, be in the now, be in the moment, appreciate every little thing that you can, enjoy the ice cream, wear the good shoes, and just give up a little bit of control and just exist, just be.
There was speaking of Insta, there was a one of these random philosophy things, I guess, came up. Old guy comes on, it's like, don't live in the past, you'll just be depressed. Don't live in the future, you'll just be anxious. Live in the now, because that's the only thing you can work with.
It's true.
Yep.
It's very true. And it is such a life skill, you know. Coming out of the pandemic, I developed a whole new set of adjustment disorder, which included insane anxiety over things I have no control over. You know, and it is an absolute exercise to mentally just be present. So now I have this routine where I put the phone down when I'm talking with people, when I'm having dinner, the phone is away, the TV is off. I listen to some music and I just kind of, you know, slow the information down coming into my brain just so I can be in the now.
Oh, I was going to say, isn't that just like the common courtesy thing?
You know what? Apparently that doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
Even with my nieces and nephews, you know, they're kids with phones in their faces. I'm like, I'm trying to create memories with you, not, you know, just shove money in your face to leave me alone. I actually want to hang out with you, 12-year-old child.
Yep.
You know, it's a whole new generation. Yeah. Oh, I know. It's the weirdest thing. But the kids these days are going to shake my fist at the sky and complain.
Okay, Homer's dad.
Right. But I'm also going to tell you, okay, I want to review and tell you all the wonderful things that are happening in this city right now that we're doing with Something Strange in Tarot. Oh my gosh. Okay. So July 12th, Something Strange is in Hamilton at Ooey Gooey. July 20th, Something Strange is in Toronto at Revival. July 26th, I'm going to be at the Interstellar Punk Rock Bazaar reading as Madame de Savoie. July 18th and 19th, I'll be at the Super Wonder Gallery for their Enchanted Forest reading tarot there. And then July 19th and 27th, August 16th and 24th, I'll be at the new ALC Art and Oddities Parlor.
Cool.
So there's lots of stuff happening.
Because
I see the clock ticking, so I want to make sure I don't miss out, but I want everyone to be supported as well, because each and every single one of these events are being run by such incredible artists and business people. They deserve to succeed.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Everybody should be able to succeed at everything they're doing, because otherwise, why do you put the effort into it, right?
Well, exactly. We all rise together. You know, who wants to celebrate a win at the top by themselves? That's boring. That sucks.
Oh, I know a couple of people who are in that one.
Oh, I know. And that sucks. That's just awful.
Yeah.
No. I want to celebrate it with my friends together, you know?
It's okay. Like, I'm planning on taking over the world and changing a lot of things. So at some point in time, this will happen. I may be dead, but it'll still happen.
Zombie Zach, I promise I will pick up the flag and continue the fight. Don't you worry.
I actually tried to have a campaign thing go on, and it's like, that didn't quite work out the way I expected, but maybe next time.
Yeah, you know what? It's all learning, right? It's all going with the flow. You know, we've come full circle with it. It's all about learning, and people respond to passion. If you are inclusive and passionate and willing to share the work, because people love to help, if you are willing to be a team player, you are going to succeed on every level. You can't lose.
Well, I'm not
teamwork makes the dream
shadow.
Work. Well, listen, I know money is a pain in the ass, but you know, in the grand scheme of things, teamwork does make the dream work.
Yes, that is
it.
True.
Does
very
you know?
True.
And it's not organic. It's not linear. You don't go from zero to $1,000 in 1 minute. You know, you have your failures and your setbacks, and you learn from them and you move forward.
I'm watching the clock do a thing and see whether or not it does the thing. Did it do the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look. It didn't do the thing. Interesting. Oh. Well, we'll see how long that goes and keep going. So that's
okay.
Awesome. So how do people find you on the webs? I know how to find you. How do they
find
you?
So you can find me on Instagram at all lowercase madame.de, which is de.savoie, S-A-V-O-Y-E. You could also find me on Facebook under Madame de Savoie, or you can find me at Something Strange on Facebook or Instagram as well. So I will eventually modernize and get a link tree, I guess.
Are you going to get a website and put everything in one consolidated space and say, here, find me on all these things, but here's my central?
Yes, actually, thank you for asking that. We are in the process of putting that together. We are aiming to go live with that October 1st.
Excellent.
Just in time for Halloween, which reminds me, I am booking for Halloween right now. I have a lot of requests coming in. So anybody who's listening, if you want a tarot reader for your party, corporate function, or event, come reach out to me now because it's starting to fill up.
Well, yes. Most spectacular. I was going to make a bad dad joke there, but I'm not going to. mostly because I'm watching the clock and the clock is doing his weird thing. So it's like, well, it's still going. I thought I was supposed to die after this. Like, maybe I got a bit of, I guess, legacy things going on because of the whole Skype transfer. But I'm not going to think about it and whatever.
Yeah, I see a notification that says, come back and chat at any time afterwards. Okay.
What?
So I don't know. Yeah, I have a notification that says, come back and chat at any time afterwards. But I'm still talking and there's still movement.
Yes. Okay, fine. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to say it's been great having you on the show. Technical difficulties and everything else besides. You've been excellent talking. Awesome. I appreciate that tremendously.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. I love chatting with you.
Excellent. And then I will let everybody else there in After Outlaw Land know. They can always come find us on Wednesday nights and every 9 p.m. Oh, man. My dress. I'm not going to say anything. The squirrel just did something stupid. Every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or whatever the hell time you are, wherever the hell you are, it's always good. Find us on the Insta. Find us on the Facebook. Find us on the Blue Sky. Find us on every social media thing that I sometimes tap into and sometimes don't. But remember, more than everything, be brightness, be happy, be whatever works for you, and just keep chugging along with whatever it is that works. And now I hit that button and see if I get the exit song going.